Ryan's bringing the noise.
It's Ryan's $50,000 rat noise.
Can you hear the sound?
It's Ryan's $50,000 rat noise.
Yvania, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good and you?
Great, thanks. Have a listen to this. What do you think that is?
I think it's when it's a sound the other person hears when you're adjusting your microphone on your headset for like playing games or something.
Ah, no, sorry, Yvania, it's not that. Have a good Wednesday. Berenice, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Morning. What do you think the noise is?
I think it's that, you know, your mouse, when you roll the roller on the mouse to move it up and down.
Ah, no, sorry, not that either. Sorry. Dushanka, good morning.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Great, thanks. What do you think the noise is?
I think the noise is when someone is twisting the recyclable disposable bottle.
No, sorry, not that. Thank you, Dushanka. We'll have another round tomorrow morning, 0829-904-904.
Can you hear it coming closer and closer and closer? It's Ryan's 50,000 rad noise.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The fastest growing breakfast show in Cape Town.
Exclusive to Smile 90.4 FM. We're definitely not alone. Tiffany, I think we're alone now. 8:10 on a Wednesday morning, especially this morning, because this morning it's filled with vibrancy in the form of probably
one of the most authentic comics that you would see. He's the modern day, I'm just trying to think of the classics, but this is it, ladies and gents. This man is paving a way for himself, not only locally, but globally in terms of the comedy scene. Authenticity in his comedy shows is Robbie Collins is with us.
Yes.
Hello, Robbie.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
We see you everywhere. I mean, I literally mean in a nice way. You know, like when you're going to buy to watch something and you're going to see a big comedy act and then they go, ladies and gents, you know, to kind of light the stage up before said person, it's Robbie Collins. You're like, yes!
And not only do we see him everywhere because of his comedy, but because he's so tall. You literally stand out.
Oh, thank you.
Robbie, it's lekker to have you in Cape Town.
Thank you for having me.
You are probably one of the best exports out of Durban by a long shot.
Oh, wow. Isn't there Penny Hanks? She won gold in like 96.
But listen, Penny, absolutely. But in terms of being the kind of a, you know, it person in comedy at the moment, I think you've really embarked on a career that's been, and I take it it's not an easy, you know, you make it look really easy telling stories, but having a kind of a carve your path out in a very, very competitive line of work you've chosen, right?
Right.
We know that there's a lot of good young comics coming through.
Oh.
To do what you do and to kind of a consistently do it takes a real skill. And you've definitely found that from a young age, you know, that you've know what your craft is and you know how to hone that craft.
Right, right. I think what's my 16th year of comedy.
Yeah.
But there's also been so much failure.
Sure.
Like people only hear about you when things start going well.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of nights when you're in a comedy club by yourself and you're like, I need to write up a CV tomorrow.
It's not working out.
This is awful. Because it's one of those. Yeah. It's like if people don't know you and they don't come out, you don't get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every comedian, those good 2-3 years up front, it's like, Mom, I need transport. I need to get to this gig. So you need to believe in yourself, but you also need a lot of people around you that are supporting the dream.
Got you.
So, yeah, I'm grateful to have a family that supported it.
Yeah. Sure. Then you look at it, and you know, and you can't help but think of, and you think of the classic stereotypes that Eminem and 8 Mile kind of, you know, when you get that opportunity, that one gap, that one shot.
One shot.
So many people can't do that when they get that one shot, right? They've worked their life to get that one shot, to get that one opportunity, and they go sometimes and blow it all there and then. And it's not a true reflection of maybe of who they are and what they, you know, what they bring to the craft. You have taken those opportunities and you've just made them yours. You know, you've just kind of taken them